this one. Okay, Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Ellis, are you ready on Senate File 156, State Government Efficiencies?
Yes, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee number 1 report, Senate File 156, State Government Efficiencies, reference House Message number 426, signed by Representatives Greer, Bovee, and Madden, Senators Ellis and Peterson.
Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move Joint Conference Committee report for referencing House Message number 426 to Senate File 156, and I'd urge this body's adoption of this committee report. You'll recall that Senate File 156 deals with our bill on state government efficiencies, and so the House added some cleanup or some additional language that would add some reporting requirements that you'll see on first page of that draft report. And then the one other change that they did make was initially on page 7, line 14, and this was kind of a point that was very important to them, the appropriation amount. Initially, we had $500,000 in there, and that was changed to be up to $300,000. And you'll also see that a new requirement that any contract entered into in this act is subject to a competitive bidding process through our standard procurement procedures. Our majority floor leader, unfortunately, couldn't be here to present this bill, but he was favorable of the changes and would urge your adoption.
Further discussion? The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, reference Senate House Message Number 426 to Senate File 156, State Government Efficiencies. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye. Can't vote, maybe.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Co?
Here. Aye.
Aye. Doc Stetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Driscoll's excused.
Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins? Excused?
Used.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Excused.
Excuse Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 3 excused.
By your vote, you've adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Reference House Message Number 426 to Senate File 156, State Government Efficiencies. Chief Clerk, have you got those conferees for me? Let me appoint those now. You got that handy? For 58 and for 236. Well, she's looking. We have a another special guest today, members of the Senate, and Senator Wasserberger, if you could find the Tony Moment thing that he left us in your drawer, we might show it to our former president. You all know him. He's such a good guy. Tony Moment, former president of this august body, Tony Ross. Tony, welcome. Senator Wasserberger, you may.
It must be time to reexamine the Tony Ross legal terms of art as they are. This was left in my desk, and I found it Oh, you guys heard me a couple weeks ago with it, but this gets the bill. This emasculates the bill. This makes the bill a toothless wonder. This bill's a gummer. This is a bait and switch. And added this session, this bill doesn't do anything, and if it does, it is bad. That's from Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Roth, would you like to say a few words? How about it? Maybe a little later we'll need a Tony moment. That'd be great. Okay, conferees for the following House bills. House Bill 58, School Facilities Appropriations. Senator Landon, Chair. Senator Hicks and Senator Emmerich. House Bill 236, School Finance, Omnibus Education Funding. Chairman, Senator Coe. Senator Landon, Senator Wasserberger. A member of these conference committees, if you need to get out of here and go meet with our colleagues at the end of the building, go ahead and get out of here and see if you can resolve some of those issues and straighten them out. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017, message number 502. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 236. House conferees are Representative Northrup, Chairman, Representative Greer, Representative Pieperinen. Message number 503, conferees appointed. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 58. House conferees are Representative Summers, Chair, Representative Hunt, Representative Nicholas. Message number 500, concurrence failed. Mr. President, House Bill number 236, School Finance Omnibus Education Funding. The House failed to concur on amendments to this bill. Ayes 9, noes 51. Message number 501. Mr. President, the House failed to concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 58, School Facilities Appropriations. Ayes 4, noes 56. Message number 504, Joint Conference Committee Report number 1, adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on Senate File 32, Peace Officer Recordings. Ayes 52, noes 6, excuse 2. Message number 505, Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill number 231, Firearm Possession, Allow Felons Antique Firearms. Ayes 58, noes 2. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Signing of enrolled acts. Senate enrolled act number 85.
Senate enrolled act number 85 being original Senate file 127, an act relating to consumer protection.
I'm about to sign Senate enrolled act number 85 being original Senate file number 127. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 86.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 86 being original Senate File 129, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 86 being original Senate File Number 129. I have so signed Senate Enrolled Act Number 87.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 87 being original Senate File 142, an act relating to community mental health and substance use services.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 87 being original Senate File Number 142. I have so signed Senate Enrolled Act Number 88.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 88 being original Senate File 49, an act relating to state investments.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 88 being original Senate File Number 49. I have so signed. Okay, the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Don't go too far, Senators. Just a second. Representative Rothfuss. Senator Rothfuss. God darn it. Senator Rothfuss.
Yeah, we'll get there. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor briefly before we go at ease? I just wanted to point out in the gallery there's a couple of what I consider to be handsome gentlemen. Connor Rothfuss and Zane Rothfuss, stand up.
Hey!
Mr. President, they're a little bit delinquent, and I found out just a few minutes ago that Connor is part of a group presentation this afternoon, or at least he was supposed to be. So he's hopeful that the rest of the group did an excellent job without him.
Senator Rothfuss, maybe we could send him down with Senator Coe to work on 236.
Yeah. Put him on the conference committee. That would be worthwhile.
Definitely like their haircut.
Anybody else? My privilege of the floor. Okay, the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel. Did you get 77 worked out? What did you do?
So, Treasurer stays on.
Stays on?
Stays on. He just becomes like a legislator. He has no super veto powers. So, the governor still has his, of course, his veto power of any. But
is he a voting member? Yeah, we want to do that one.
Right, but we'll have to read in the message before we vote.
Are we ready to read those in?
Let's wait.
Okay. Senator Moniz, you got a smile on your face. What are you up to? Oh, bring it up here.
Well, Mr. President, while we're at ease, I just thought I'd announce that through the generosity of the Senate, we gave the YMCA $320 for their efforts yesterday, last night. And then I added an additional $30, and it is to take care of a local person's residence tonight, and I'm not saying who. Oh,
I won't get. I'm sorry, we passed the hat. We didn't get it up here. I will make sure they get that.
I forgot to check with Phil to find out how much money's left in the pig rot, because we might need that next.
Hey, Kristen, would you come up here, please? Senator Kinski, did we ever make any progress in House Bill 37? Is that gone?
Mr. Chairman, we made our position known, and we didn't get any movement out of the House.
Okay.
I can certainly try and track down Representative Northrup and had to change.
Nope, that's fine. I just want to know what I
can. You never give up hope. I mean, even St. Paul on the road to Damascus.
I'm really glad I asked, Senator Kinski. Senator Christensen, where are we on probate estates of non-residents?
Mr. President, that is a great question. Are you sure my name's on that one?
I say probate estates of non-residents, yes. House Bill 123, Christensen, Anselmi, Dalton, Nethercott.
All right. Love you, babe.
We're doing great.
That's new to me.
I bet we don't get done until 8 or 9 o'clock.
I'm glad I started going through this list. Well, continuing, let's... How about are you on 197? You sure? Okay, got that one.
All right.
And Senator Byrne, you're on 218. You've got that moving, right?
No. So.
Mr. President, a report should be getting distributed anytime now.
You turn on 12.
And Senator Christensen, you're on 231. Antique firearms.
Yes. We're waiting for the report back from the House.
Okay.
They're going to go where we need them to go.
All right. Senator, you know, we're at ease, so we're just being kind of informal. Yes, Senator Kinski.
The same thing with respect to the committee that you assigned me to fill in for Senator Perkins, which was HB 55. We're just waiting for the report back. And Senator Peterson is in another conference committee.
Senator Anselmi Dalton, you were supposed to be on Senator Christensen's patrol. Member of the Senate, do you have trouble hearing me when I'm up here? And Senator Nethercott. Would someone find Senator Case? Kurt, you know where he is?
Wow. Another cut. Okay, 123.
Okay, we're going to go. Senate will come to order. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 3, 2017, message number 506. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 76, American Indian Education Program, ayes 51, excused 9. Message number 505. Mr. President, the House adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on House Bill 231, Firearms Possession, Allow Felons Antique Firearms, ayes 58, noes 2. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Okay. Member of the Senate, we had some more good news today. Are we in a mood for good news? Friday the 3rd of March, the Wolf issue was decided in favor of us. Woof, 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 woof. It's not over, unfortunately, as we well know, but it's a big plus for the, for all of us in the West, and particularly the state of Wyoming, really the state of Wyoming. Anybody like to comment on that? Senator Byrne, do you want to give us a further explanation of that decision?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's something I've been working on for about 18, 20 years now. As the result of the first district decision, Wyoming, the Wolf is now delisted, and we go back to the to the two different zones. We have the trophy area outside the national parks, and then we have the predator zone, which is about 78% of the rest of the state. The court finally recognized that the wolf reintroduction was not intended for the three quarters of the state, and I believe the only place they can go now would be to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I wish them the best of luck.
Thank you, Senator Burns. It's been a long 18 years. I remember we had some House bills 18 years ago. Okay, we're getting ready for a couple of joint conferences. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, on 123, that was a bill that we actually sat down with. Our conference committee worked together and agreed to disagree, and there was really nothing to report on it. That was quite a while ago, but thank you for reminding us.
Well, Senator Christensen, I caught you off guard, so thank you. I can put a line through that one.
Yes.
Senator, did you see this? When this is nothing, we're done.
We want to over.
You did it?
Yeah, we do.
That is. Come
here. No, I'm not screwed with this.
But they could.
The way this is going, they just could.
I like the idea of, block veto on everything. But I'm not dropping.
Okay, Senate will come to order. I think we're still in order. Senator Von Fladen, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 of Senate File 77, Capital Oversight Group Membership Reference House Message Number 439? The reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, Senate File 77, Capital Oversight Group Membership, Reference House Message Number 439, signed by Representatives Burkhart, Fowkes, and Nicholas, Senators Von Fladen, Emmerich, and Rothfuss.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Joint Conference Committee Report, Message Number 439 to Senate File 77. And we sort of agreed with the House, and we sort of didn't agree, and we came to a great compromise. This bill itself adds two non-voting members to the Capital Oversight Group membership. And it passed out of here with just basically those two members, and we would guarantee them per diem and mileage if should they attend a meeting, but two non-voting members. Well, then the House added the treasurer. So they wanted the two voting non-voting members that we would add with the House to give four names to the governor. He'd pick two out of that. And they added the treasurer. Well, the problem with the treasurer was the way the language they had gave him and the governor both veto power. So the treasurer could just, by himself, we'd vote as a majority, or the majority of the people present would vote to accept some change order. And the governor could then veto it. We always knew that was an executive project, but they also gave it to the treasurer, and I think accidentally gave it to the treasurer, so he had his right to veto anything that was coming up in the way of change orders by just simply saying he didn't believe in it. So we changed the quorum. We changed the language to say a quorum of the oversight group shall consist of the governor, because he always has to be there, the governor himself, and a majority of the remaining voting members of the oversight group, which consist of the legislator members and the state treasurer. So we took the state treasurer and we made him a regular member, just like any legislator would be. He's still on the oversight committee, but he has regular voting powers just like any legislator. He doesn't have veto power. And then we went down below that, and he said, actions of the oversight group may be taken by a vote of the governor and a majority of the remaining voting members in attendance or by their proxy. So that refers to Wyoming Statute 95112E and F, which is picking out the colors of the wallpaper, the carpets, whatever. Not change orders, but just they could vote as a majority. And he was a voting member, which means he was going to be just like any legislator. And then when it came to change orders, 95112 on the second page of your hand or your conference report, 95112F, this is where it talks about any change order over $100,000 had to be voted on by the governor. He had single veto power by himself. And the other voting members of the oversight group, which consists of the legislator members and the state treasurer. So once again, we put in there that he would act just like another legislator. He'd have the same voting power as any legislator. Instead of, it did say, their original language had the governor and the treasurer and the majority of the legislators, which gave him ultimate veto power by himself, along with the governor. And then we added the language, Section 3, which says, A, nothing in this act shall be construed to impair any contracts entered into by the state of Wyoming on the state capitol building renovation restoration project prior to the effective date of this act, and number two, or little double I, require the reconsideration or otherwise impact in any way the actions and approvals of the state capitol building renovation and restoration project oversight group made prior to the effective date of this act. In other words, to make sure nobody tried to do a look back or say, oh, stop everything, I want to research some aspect in the prior year that the oversight group has done. To make sure nobody would do that, we put that language in there to say that nothing in this act shall be construed to. And that is what we did, and I asked the body to vote aye. We met the House about halfway. We left the treasurer on there, but he becomes a regular voting member just like any legislator. And if it has to do with change orders, he has to be present himself. If it has not to do with change orders, he can use a proxy just like any legislator could. And with that, Mr. President, I ask for an aye vote.
Senator Dockstader, would you come up here? I just have a question I want to ask the Vice President. Would you come up and sit in the chair?
President Bebelt.
Senator Dockstader, Mr. Vice President, just two questions. The one is on the front page. Is there any separation of powers issue when we consider the state treasurer to be a member and treated as a legislative member? I want to be sure about that. And on the second page, where it used to say a majority of the legislative members, we have stricken that and we say the governor and the other voting members of the oversight group. Does that mean a consensus? Does it mean a majority, or is that just a word that was left out that might need to be in there? I just want to be sure we get this right.
Vice President von Platerin.
There was no issue with the separations of powers as a make sure my microphone's on.
It's on.
There should be no separation of powers issue. We ran this by two of the attorneys, and they both agreed that that wasn't what, because we did not change the original intent of the oversight group, having the governor separate from everybody else. So there was no separation of powers there. And you are correct on the majority of the other voting members. He had asked me if he could re-proofread this, and he said it would just be a technical correction if something was found. And I think, Mr. President, you pointed out something very good, that it should have said a majority in there, and my mistake on that.
So, Mr. Vice President, I'm not sure. Can you make that as a technical correction, and we can, I think we can do that.
Mr. President.
Mr. Vice President.
I believe he said that, one of our attorneys said that he would make any technical correction if he found some misspellings and or
words omitted, and words omitted, yes. Non-substantial words omitted, I think is what his term might have been.
Senator Office.
Point of order on this. We're not in a hurry. Let's do a corrected copy and vote on that.
Okay. I think that's probably a good idea. So I don't know that we want to go to an open conference. I wonder if we can just say it's a corrected copy.
I think so.
And go back to staff and come back with a corrected copy. Senator Case, you got a comment?
That's the perfect way to go. Just go back to staff, people on both sides, and say, you know, there's a slight tweak in this and it needs to be fixed before we do anything else.
With an emphasis on slight.
Slight, yes. Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, then, without objection, the motion to join the Joint Conference Committee report is withdrawn, and we'll go back and get a corrected copy. Senator Case, are you ready on... Wait a minute. This is Senator Christensen. Are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 231, Firearms Possession, Allow Felons, Antique Firearms, Message Number 332?
Yes, Mr. President.
Read it in, please. Reading clerk.
Joint Conference Committee Number 2 Report, House Bill 231, Firearms Possession, Allow Felons, Antique Firearms, reference Senate Message Number 332, signed by Representatives Burkhart, Brown, and Laux, Senators Christensen and Case.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move Joint Conference Committee Number 2 to House Bill 231 and ask for the Senate's aye vote on this one. What happened here, members of the Senate, is we had Bill 231 come through, and it was described, and I think we all understood it to be a muzzle-loading rifle, muzzle-loading shotgun, pistol, black powder, and it was pretty clear. However, that passed both the House and the Senate, and the House got looking at it, and there was a tweak, so we had a conference committee, and as they looked into it further, there were some unanticipated firearms that became available through the U.S. Code, and that actually wasn't just the Senate's amendment. It fell within the House's original language also. So we came back and cleaned it up with paragraph C that now says any muzzle-loading rifle, muzzle-loading shotgun, or muzzle-loading pistol which is designed to use black powder or a black powder substitute and which cannot use fixed ammunition. For purposes of this paragraph, the term antique firearm shall not include any weapon that incorporates a firearm frame or receiver, any firearm that is converted into a muzzle-loading weapon, or any muzzle-loading weapon that can be readily converted to a fire-fixed ammunition or to fire-fixed ammunition by replacing the barrel, bolt, breech lock, or any combination thereof. It really just took us back to what both the House members and I believe the Senate members thought we were talking about with muzzle-loading antique-style rifles. And much clearer, and it's also going to be clear for both law enforcement, for game and fish, and also for the people who would like to take advantage of this new law as proposed. So.
Further discussion? Senator Burchard?
Thank you, Mr. President. You know, I just want to clarify how some of these things happen. The amendment that we had in the Senate was good. What happened, there was discussion about a previous president being killed by one of these rifles. Well, the rifle that was a 1940 rifle that was used and sold in the 60s. They clarified all this in the 1968 Gun Act. The rifles that we're looking at that are under the federal code are 1889, and from what we know about those rifles, they're very loose and not accurate. In fact, the black powder rifles are probably more accurate than those rifles. I mean, I think we need to look really, if the feds allow it, I don't think we should have been more restrictive. So I think there's a lot of scary monsters built. So I'm just trying to point that there were people that thought of this before us. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion. The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2 to House Bill 231, Firearms Possession, Allow Felons, Antique Firearms, reference Senate Message Number 332, and you've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar? Aye. Agar, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Excused.
Excuse. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll? Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Excused.
Excuse. Taster?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Excused.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Lundplater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasterberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 25 aye, 1 no, 4 excused.
By your vote, you voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 2, Reference Senate Message Number 332 to House Bill 231, Firearm Possession, All Felons, Antique Firearms. Senator Case, are you ready on Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 76?
I am, Mr. President.
Reading clerk, please read that in.
Joint Conference Committee Number 1 Report, House Bill 76, American Indian Education Program, Reference Senate Message Number 457. Signed by Representatives Allen, Iyer, Salazar, Senators Case, Burns, and Ellis.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would move Joint Conference Committee Report to House Bill 76, referring Senate Message Number 457. Mr. President, I'd like to commend all the members of the Conference Committee. I'd like to commend the great senator from Sheridan County for his perseverance and his amendment, and also being willing to compromise. So what this does, Mr. Chairman, is that it includes references to the Northern Arapaho and Eastern Shoshone tribes in terms of the consultation in the first paragraph A and the second paragraph B, but it does eliminate the language on lines 7 through 9 of the bill that say, with particular emphasis on the Eastern Shoshone and the Northern Arapaho Indian tribes. I think it'll all work out, Mr. President. It's a chance to be inclusive. It's a good compromise. Everybody gave a little bit, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Further discussion? There being none. The motion is to adopt Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Reference Senate Message Number 457 to House Bill 76. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Excused.
Excused. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmer? Excused. Tastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon excused. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1, Reference Senate Message Number 457 to House Bill 76, American Indian Education Program. Okay, the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.
Yeah, there were two of them.
Yeah, there was two revised.
Yeah.
One had them.
No, it was the last two he appointed after the and that, so those were two different ones,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
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 Yeah. Darn, yeah. I should have you check them all from now.
Well,
when he does it fast, and I'm so I did correct it on that. Do you want to send a clean one down, or had you already sent 486 down this one to them on 218? Have we sent that to the House? Because it didn't generate it. Yeah, it didn't generate a new message, so I just took the original message and typed in corrected. Do you want to send it to them again or not worry about it since it's going to get dealt with today?
I don't know. Have we sent that one?
I think so.
I think we did. Let me look.
Okay.
Let me look at my notes.
Does anybody read our message?
Is that one that Ted Rothfuss?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I didn't get it, and so I copied it off of Linda's.
489 should be...
Or off of your message.
It's 486. It's message number 486.
No, the bill number.
Oh, the bill number. 218. It's bill number. House.